This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Yeah, we're staying with the markets now and staying with the halal economy, which we touched on a few days ago, didn't we, with the launch of that new beverage, that new drink that's been launched here in the UAE. And looking at halal finance now, because a Chimera Capital based here in the UAE is launching the first exchange-traded fund, or ETF, much loved by Brandy Scott, that's accessible to investors in both Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and it is Sharia compliant. So our producer, Mohammed Suleiman, has been speaking with the man behind it, Saif Fikri, CEO of Abu Dhabi-based Chimera Capital. They're going to be managing the fund. And Mohammed began by asking Saif where they're expecting demand to come from.
We expect demand mainly from the insurance companies in the region, primarily. Family offices, where part of their portfolio, they will be seeking beta and part of their portfolio. And that's what we offer them. We offer them a single access beta product, which will save them money, one, on operations, on back office, on index composition or access to index composition files and all of that. We also expect demand coming in from retail individuals that don't have a lot of experience with the markets. If you've ever worked on the sell side, on the brokerage side, you'll always get those clients that are calling you, what is the best security I can buy? What's the best way I can access the market? I've heard I need diversification, three, four stocks. What we're doing here is we're offering them an easy access, a single access, that will currently, with the current liquidity parameters that we have in our markets, will offer them 10 securities.
10 securities. So it's Sharia compliant, but which stocks are going to be in there? Is it going to be the Etisalat, the MRs, the Dubai Islamic Banks? It's got to be Sharia compliant. So clearly they've had to do some screening for that. We'll get to their screening process in a second. But first of all, which are the UAE companies that are in this fund?
The index that we're tracking is called the S&P UAE Domestic Sharia Liquid 3520. And as of the 15th of July, the largest component is Etisalat at 34%, Dubai Islamic Bank at 19%, Amar Properties at 17%, and then Adib at 9%. The total index composition currently stands at 10. This is because of the liquidity parameters that we've worked with S&P on, where a security that does not trade more than $200,000 in the last quarter as an average daily value traded will not be added to the index. And any security that does not trade for 10 or more days during a quarter will also be dropped. So we expect with the current liquidity situation in our markets to start with 10 securities. We expect it to grow with the liquidity coming back to our market.
So I suspect your beloved Ras Al Khaimah poultry may not make the cut. It's halal poultry, so it would be Sharia compliant, you would imagine, but the turnover and liquidity in the stock may not be sufficient. So the screening process, I was interested in this because it's a halal product. It's a Sharia compliant product. And you mentioned MR Properties there. And if you think about MR Properties, it's a real estate company, but it owns shopping malls and it owns hotels, sometimes in hotels. Alcohol is served. Now, it's a wafer-thin amount of MR's revenue, and this is something that Sharia scholars have wrestled with time and again. How do you, if you've got a company that has a tiny bit of its revenue comes from activities that may be considered haram, how do you include the 98% or whatever it is that isn't? So, Mohammed asked him about that Sharia screening process.
The screening and everything takes place with S&P Sharia board. So we are fully reliant on the S&P Sharia board here, which has a lot of highly distinguished scholars, and we are simply replicating their view. So we do not have our own Sharia board, and that is part of trying to offer access to clients at a much cheaper total expense ratio. So most of this, all the screening and the stock picks are done with S&P, which adds a lot of independence to the product, where we are just acting as a manager. S&P is acting as the Sharia screener and the stock choice picker.
There you go. That's the voice of Saif Fikri of Chimera Capital in Abu Dhabi, launching a Sharia-compliant exchange-traded fund here in the UAE. We don't have many ETFs here in the UAE. People have tried before. It's been difficult to make them really popular. People who play the local markets do like to do stock picking, but as Safe says, there's insurance companies, there's family offices out there that want it to be a little bit more steady eddy, want to keep the costs down, and want it to be Sharia compliant. It's all part of the halal economy growing here in the UAE, which is a good thing and a big focus, particularly of Dubai, but of the country in general.
And that's been a boom area for several years now, hasn't it?
Oh, completely. I mean, Thomson Reuters puts the halal economy globally at between $1.8 and $2.5 trillion. Mm. Yeah, what, a third or quarter of the world's population are Muslim. And yet, only the past 5 to 10 years has the mainstream of business suddenly woken up to what a massive market this is. Is it a niche market? It's more than a niche market, isn't it? Dubai certainly gets it. And whether it's hospitality, whether it's the food industry, whether it's financial services like Chimera Capital, it's big.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.